Okay, so this is our fourth chavura. Hopefully, after this and one more, we'll be done with this again. So we can make sure that we get through what we need to get through. Hint, hint. Okay, so with that, we're going to be starting the third of the impacted issues, the issue of the Ptur Isha. Okay, so someone could, because we already read in the Mishnah Tzamachasim of Eis, that one of the dinim cited in the Mishnah was the fact that it's ben v'lo bas. You only have a ben sar amora, this only applies to a male child, does not apply to a female child, a daughter. So if you look at the Gemara on Tzalach Tesem Aveis, the bottom, it quotes a very important brisa, which cites a hav mina and maskana in regards to this din. Very important. Sandra, would you mind taking it away?
Right.
Bottom of Tzalach Tesem Aveis, bottom line, starts with Tanya. Tzalach Tesem Aveis. It's okay.
Anybody who comes up there, it's fit to come up there Bavira. So really, there should be a concept of a Basar or a Mora. There's a concept of the Ben for a Bas.
Okay, so let's just in terms of understanding the Havmina, just this phrase, Shakol Mitzuyin Etzel Bavira, which you correctly translated literally, everyone is literally Matsui next to her, is, you know, frequently by her, the Avera. So let's see the top Rashi and Ayin. Amen Aleph, Shekol Mitzuyin Etzel Bavira, that's Rashi explained the Pashas of Gemara. The same Parshas Drachim that the Ben went out to, basically went out to the streets, but very important, not to kill, but rather, Margellus,
is the payment for
Kedeshim, for Zona. So, in short, while the male Ben Sora Moreh basically is going to fulfill his addiction, right, his need for cash by killing, by kidnapping, whatever, etc., the Gemara says that a daughter in the same predicament would basically be able to, you know, get, you know, the necessary cash by, you know, becoming a Kedesha, by becoming a Zona. So, I'm not saying that yet. So this is the So the Havamina, right, is that her future, her Nidon al Shem Sofa, is the fact that she's going to basically violate the lav of Kedesha. Oh, excellent. We're gonna get that in a second. But just before analyzing this this Havamina, a very important Yerushalmi that Tani and Yehuda. It's always hiding in the corner there. That the Yerushalmi in the first halacha in this parak, in a fascinating way, basically says that misvara, right, before you come on to this gzeiros kasuv, right, our price implies that a bas sora more is just, misvara is just as viable for the din as a ben, right? Just like a ben, so too a bas. But the Yerushalmi says in a fascinating way that if anything, misvara, it makes more sense to mechayev a bas over a ben. Right? I'll just read it inside because I didn't assign it to you guys. Yerushalmi says as follows. Mi haya bedin sheyechayev. Of the two, you know, who do you think misvara would be chayev? Haben or habas? A son or a daughter? Yerushalmi answers, havi omer habas. It's clearly the daughter. And yet, upatra ha-Torah es habas v'chiyav es haben. But yet, the Gzeiros HaKasuv establishes that it's limited to a ben. So again, so this even strengthens the need to understand, so what exactly, why exactly would a bas, misvara, be viable to the din of Ben Sor Amor. So again, as with most of the sugya, you have to analyze it in light of the general approaches to the sugya. And this is where you get into the kasha that Moshe just mentioned. Because according to the first general approach, again, the Iker Mechayev of Ben Sor Amor is what? What's the Mechayev of the Misa? Is the future. Right, that in the future, this child will perform an action which is Chayev Misa. So the question is, when it comes to a Bas, so the Avera, which he's going to do in the future, is what? Which Avera? Which Lav is being violated?
Like
Zona, Kadesha. That's a Lav.
Kadesha.
That's high skill?
No. There's no Chayev Misa for Kadesha. What? She's not necessarily married. What? Oh yeah, that's how he explains it.
Okay. Marry this girl.
Shh. Okay.
There's no chiyuv misa for the stuff the guy's going to do.
Very important. So just apipashus the Gemara is very important. I didn't see that Aruch Lanera. Apipashus the Gemara. That doesn't work out with Rashi, but yeah, exactly. Just okay. Right. What?
For a very small
amount of time, and that's the time when she would have been the process,
she would have been doing the
sealing together. So we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's just ask the question first. So Alpipashas the Gemara, especially right according to Rashi, that the future Avera at hand is the Avera of Kadesha. So the obvious kasha is that Kadesha is not Mechayev Nisa. So if the Iker Mechayev is the future Avera, which Apipashas the Gemara, explained by Rashi, is Kadesha, so then you have a big problem. What do you mean? Why is it Mistaber, according to the Bavli, Mistaber just like it then, according to Yerushalmi, even more Mistaber, that somehow that the Bas, you know, should be subject to the Din of Ben Sor Amor if you're lacking the Iker Mechayev of a future Maisa, which is Chayev Misa. But, again, we're still within Rashi now, but according to the second approach, that the Iker Mechayev is really the past, and the future is just a, call it a shear, it's a way of generating the bizayon to the parents, so then this Havamina makes a lot of sense. Because, you know, what worse bizayon to parents could there be for a daughter than for a daughter to go off and become a zona? So again, if really the Mechayev of the Misa is the past, the Mekala of the Ima, which we have been explaining, as a din in the Bizayon cost to the parents, whereby the Nidon Hashem Sofer, the future act, is just a way of generating Bizayon, so then this Havamina makes a lot of sense, because the in Hanami, the daughter is only going to, in the future, is only going to violate a Lav Kadesh, which is not Chayav Misa. But you don't need that future Avera to the Chayav Misa, according to the second approach. You only need that future Avera to generate a higher level of Bizayon, to transform the earlier actions of stealing, etc., to, you know, exacerbate the bizayon associated with the original stealing and eating, such that to render that a mekalo of the imam. Just one more thing before I take questions, and just the final step to explain the Yerushalmi. Again, right? Yerushalmi said, right? So far, we've just seemingly justified, you know, why this is according to the second approach, why a bas should also be subject. But again, the Yerushalmi takes it one step further and says not only should a bas also be subject, but the Yerushalmi says that a bas is even more subject misvara to the dinim than even a ben is. So it's possible to suggest along these lines that the bizayon caused by a daughter becoming a zona is more of a bizayon than even a son going off to be a murderer. Where do I get that from? Where is there any evidence in the Torah to this? So we'll see in a second. But there are many psukim which highlight that when a daughter, when a woman is, you know, promiscuous or is violates any of the Isurei Bia, the Torah generally, what? Exactly. The Torah generally formulates the Isur in terms of the Bizayon caused to her father's households.
Like by a Kohen.
Exactly. We're going to read it. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We'll read the psukim right now. Again, exactly right. Which is highlighting this idea that, again, the paradigmatic or the highest level of bizayon for a child against the parents' home is when a daughter is, you know, involved in the Surabia of sorts. And again, the two psukim which come to mind, again, one of the psukim is in Vayikra, Perichof Aleph, Pasuk Tes. This is in the context of a Bas Kohen, Shizinsa, this is a Yitzi just said. The Torah says, Ubas ish kohen, ki seichel liznos, es avia hi michaleles, and therefore ba'ish tesarev. So again, formulating the gravity of the iser, the reason why it's such a chamor iser to be from chuy of sreifa, is because it's es avia hi michaleles. Again, this notion that when a daughter goes off and involves herself in improper behavior of this sort, that is mechaleles as beis avia. And similarly, another pasuk in the context of Estam Nara Murasa, again, this is not even a Yisraelis, this is in Devarim Chav Beis Chav Aleph, the pasuk similarly references the bizayon to the parents' households. It says, V'hotziu esanara el pesach beis avia, you bring her out to the, literally the door of her father's house, right? Uskalua anshe ira ba'abonim v'meisa, and you stone her. Ki osisa nivala b'Yisrael, Liznos beis avia, ubiarta haram nikirbecha. So again, what the on the the phrase at the beginning of the pasuk of el pesach beis avia, right, the farshim her father. So why do we specifically stone her by the door of her father's house? So Rashi in the spot famously says el pesach beis avia. What's the message here? Reu gidulim shikat lasam. It's basically a muster to the parents. Look back to the parents who raised such a child, namely when a daughter involves herself in such behavior, everyone looks back to her parents. It's a bizayon to her parents' household. And therefore, in that way, you can explain the Yerushalmi why Misvara, based on this factor of bizayon, a daughter going out to the Parshas Drachim to become a Zona, is even more of a bizayon, therefore more of a reason to justify a Mekal Abba V'Imo than even a son going off to be a murderer. Okay, yeah, we'll go count the clockwise.
I think it's possible to say even if you say that Eichel Rechai is the future, the Gemara cares about other people doing the veras, because it says Shalkot Mitzuyin that's all the vera. They don't just care about.
But where's the Chiv Misa? Where's the Chayv of Misa? Yeah, it's not good. You're being machshel the rabbin, but like you don't find that like a lifnei iver, person who's regularly involved in lifnei iver is like put to death.
You can say the Berard.
Someone suggests that. You mean because it's multiple times? I may have said that. Number one, it was suggested that, just like the Gur Aryeh said multiple Ritzichos bump up a Chiv Sayev to a Chiv Skila, so to hear multiple, Averis of Kedisha will create a Chiv Misa. So the obvious distinction between those is that one, where in the cases where are exactly, you have a Chiyah Misa, so it's one thing to bump up the type of Misa as a huge additional leap to say that you can create a Chiyah Misa to begin with, and again, and even the Gurari himself is a Chiyah, and this would be a huge leap after that. So, but before Shlomo, you said the Aruch Laner deals with this by saying that the Isser at hand is not Kedesha but rather Nam Rosa. Again, it wouldn't work for Rashi, and again, Shakol Mitzuyin Etzla Ba'avera, again, also has a mashmaos of a Kadesha type thing, I would assume. What's the idea of Shakol Mitzuyin Etzla? She's involved, meaning, again, if the Mechayev, again, I know where he's coming from, he's coming to answer this question, but if the Mechayev is Nara Murasa, that's a one-time thing. Kadesha, and although, yeah, you're over the lav with one time, but it's, the implication, I think, is where Rashi is coming from.
Kadesha leaves Nara
Murasa. What?
Clearly, that's the Kadesha leaves.
If she gets married?
If she's married,
yeah, I understand. But that doesn't work for Rashi, who invokes Kedisha. But again, this is one way, Shlomo's pointing out, that the Aruch Laner... What? That's not what Kedisha is. That would be an Ishtar and Ishtar's Ish.
She's married.
And then Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi sounds like a Torah Esnan, a Torah Esnan Kedisha. What? Okay, yeah.
Two things. One, the pshat you gave for Yerushalmi only works.
Sorry, what?
The pshat you gave for Yerushalmi only works according to the second group, opinion.
The second mahalach.
Yeah.
Yeah, we basically just said that, and we'll get to a possible answer in the maskana. We basically said that the first approach is a very difficult time with this havmina to begin with. So basically, we haven't as of yet explain how the first approach is going to understand the Havmi to begin with. So I'm explaining everything according to the
second view again. Why is one Chai Skil?
What?
Why is one Chai Skil?
Because of the Mekal Avim, because the Bizayon to the parents. Which
there's
is
no Mekal Avim.
And again, remember, Mekal Avim is like a din. It's based on the Bizayon caused to the parents. Based on the rebellion, and this is what generates that. Amram? Should I do this quickly? Because what do you think? Okay. Yes, that's what you said before. So the answer to that is that the Gari is a chiddush to begin with. But even the Gur Arye is only talking about, you know, talking about when there's already a Chiyav Misa and you're just bumping up the Chomer of the Chiyav Misa. It's a huge leap, you know, beyond that to say that you're going to generate, you're going to go from a Lav to a Chiyav Misa. So that's what I... Well, it's not the same, but you have to, it has to be justifiable.
Why is it
Basar Amara would be the whole din of they were putting him to death. So all the Rishonim are always trying to figure out on what basis are we putting a Ben Sarah Mora to death. So they're always point to some action which is Chayav Misa.
Well, it could have been like, oh, in the case of a woman, maybe she wouldn't be put to death.
It would be hard because it sounds like Rishon is like, just like the dinim of a ben, which is chayiv skila, so too the same din would apply to a bas. That's why.
Oh. Might be a bit of a stretch, but at some point during that time she may be a nida.
Chayiv karis, not chayiv skila.
No, but she could make somebody tame, or a bunch of people
tame. Yalos, half the job. Now she goes to the base of me.
I can't. Please. Yeah. Is the explain?
Because
you said according to Yisanda.
You shall be.
Okay. Are you saying because any Azara?
No, meaning the Yishami says even more so by a girl. Why be even more? According to Yisanda, says that because like you're now in Ben Noah.
You're saying any it would be the same.
Right.
Yeah.
By the Rambam, there is. That was what I was going to say.
All the Gemara says that.
What? Does that give a house to explain why she's in the Nashim Sofa?
I thought it was going to be a Mahala to say why she's not executed.
What
is
it? What? I'm sorry, the din of Av Yisrael is that we'll get to this. This is the last topic of the year. The din of Yehari Bayavar. So generally, in short, the big three averos which trigger Yehari Bayavar is a din according to some Mefarshim, some Rishonim. This is din of Yisrael, where it's not just the big three, but it's also the big three and like their satellite Yisurim. It's based on the Gemara.
What?
It's fancy phrase.
What's that mean? Satellite.
The related Yisroel.
Ancillary.
Ancillary.
Good.
So you're basically wondering whether the din of Abizrael could be extended here. Generally, Abizrael is limited to Yehari Bayavar. I've never really seen it extended, but something to think about. I think he's trying to say that, you know, Kedisha is an extension. I mean, again, Abizrael is an extension of Gila Rayos. So therefore, you know, you can kind of use it based on that. Again, it's hard because why would you say that any time you're
and you wouldn't know any Al Shintakar. Any time.
Yeah, exactly. Because basically, you know, Abizrayah is limited to Yehara Vayavur. Because otherwise, if you would say that, like, oh, any time you did the Abizrayah of the big three, he'd be Chayav Misa, that's not true.
You wouldn't be able to say, though, that neither option so far means that you would kill her based on Yehara Vayavur.
I don't think so. Because you'll see, Yahar Vayavur is a specific context. Where, and specifically, it's like, where, like, you know, it's like a threat. It's like your life, you know, like, you know, it's basically, it's like the pressure posed by the Yahar Vayavur, which that's what, like, we'll get to that. I don't know. If it's a Dinyahar Vayavur, we'll get to that. I'm going to have to go on at the moment. Okay, so that, Adkan, one question per line of the bar. So Adkan was the Havmina, and so far we basically explained that this Havmina, which invokes Kadesha Bepashtos, can be explained according to the second approach, right, which views Mechayev as the past and the future is just a way of, you know, generating a certain Bizayon. But according to the first approach, that's all about looking to the future and looking to a future Maisa, which is Chayev Nisa, it's very difficult to understand this Havmina, again, unless you take like this Aruch Lener idea, which says, oh, really, what's going on here is the Namurasa, which itself is Chayav Misa. Fine. So now moving on to the Maskana, right? The Gemara, as Sender read beautifully, right, the Maskana says, Elegzeres HaKasa, which is a very important phrase, which is not always, you know, used to introduce the Drasha. Elegzeres HaKasa, he ben v'labaz. The Gzeres HaKasa, it establishes that the din of Ben Soramora is limited to a ben and not to a bas. So the big question, really, as we pointed out the other, you know, a couple nights ago, which really can't be asked by most Gzeres HaKasuv, but particularly one which says Gzeres HaKasuv, is going to be, is this drasha just a stam Gzeres HaKasuv without any reason? Or is there some reason, you know, behind this Gzeres HaKasuv? As we're going to see, this is a machlokes. So according to the first option, is going to take the Gemara literally, that Gzeres HaKasuv, that really misvara, even the maskana, really, even the maskana agrees with the Havmina, that on the plane of Svara, really, a bas should be subject to the din of a ben Soramor. Gzeres HaKasuv without any reason, which establishes that, afal pikein, the Torah limits the din to a ben, and not a bas. And this approach is taken by the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam, right, on the Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Lecha Mishnah there, as we'll see, is bothered by the fact that the Rambam seems to inject some type of tam into this Gzeres HaKasuv. And basically, the Mishnah says, "What are you talking about? You know, the lashon of the price is Gzeres HaKasuv." He says, "You even you, the Rambam, you know, quote that lashon of Gzeres HaKasuv." So it's Gzeres HaKasuv without any reason. And again, it's important because according to this understanding of Gzeres HaKasuv, the Havamina stands. So again, so this works out. This would work out very nicely with the second approach, which understood, all right, the svara of the Havmina, but again, according to the first approach, which didn't really understand the svara behind the Havmina, presumably that first approach would be less willing to say that, yeah, that svara even carries over to the maskana. So that brings us to the second way of learning it, that, no, when the drasha establishes ben velobas, that somehow that drasha points out, basically establishes a new factor which undermines the svara of the Havmina. Right? The Havmina said it makes sense to apply Ben Soramora to a bas. Mashmalan, that it doesn't make sense anymore. And now we'll offer two different explanations for why. What was introduced in the Maskana to undermine the Havmina, to establish that Misvara, it doesn't make sense to apply the din of a Ben Soramora to a bas. So one way to understand it, right, is turning the kasha we had in the first approach within the Havmina into an answer in the Maskana. Meaning, perhaps the first approach will say that Hagufa, perhaps even the basis of the first approach, in that the Ikar Mechayev is the future, perhaps Hagufa is the Pshat of the Maskana. Perhaps the Havamina thinks that the Mechayev is the past, it's a little creative. Perhaps the Havamina thinks that the Mechayev is the past, and Kamash Malan, this is a linchpin in the sugya. This Kamash Malan, which says that no, Bas is not subject to Misvara, to Ben Soramora, that establishes that really the Ikar Mechayev is the future, and since the Ikar Mechayev is the future, so when it comes to Bas, now there's no longer a Svara to apply the din of Ben Soramora to a Bas, because the future of a Bas lacks a Maisa, which is Chayev Misa. So in short, the kasha that we had in the first approach, in the Havamina, could be that perhaps that first approach is going to say that, yeah, in a Chanami, the Havamina is going along with the second approach. It's only in the Maskana of this Brisa, where Nidan Hashem Sofo is fully introduced to establish that the Ikar Mechayev is really the future, and therefore Misvara, the Maskana, it makes sense not to apply the Din of Ben Sora Mora to Abbas.
And that doesn't fit with the words of the Gemara, though.
What?
To come and see, and that's Lava Avera.
It seems, yeah, but again, that's
the future.
Yeah, but again, not as the Ikar Mechayev, as we explained. That notion of being a zona in the future didn't work within the approach that the Ikar Mechayev is the future. That only made sense if the Ikar Mechayev is the past. Again, even the approach number two, which thinks of the Ikar Mechayev as the past, still takes the future into account to shed light on the past, to create the level of desire. So we're saying now that the Havamina looks to the future to shed light on the Ikar Mechayev of the past, the Bizayon, and perhaps Kamash Malan, Hagufa, that no! Don't look at the future as being Megala on the past. No, we have to look to the future as the Ikar Mechayev. And once we look to the future as the Ikar Mechayev, so then it's Mistaber, why a Bas is not subject to the Dinim of Ben Sora Mora.
How do you see that from the
Pasuk? Well, the Din says Ben Belobas.
Yeah.
So what would be the reason, right, what would be the reason for a Bas to be Mufka? It's because you're looking to the future for the Ikar Mechayev, and the Ikar Mechayev is lacking when it comes to the Bas.
What about the present? Is the Ikar Mechayev there in the present?
But we're saying, according to the Maskana, the first approach are going to say that no. Meaning, they don't, right, they ignore the whole Makala of the Imo, they ignore the whole Bizayon idea. There could be a number of reasons why you would do that. But they say, no, we're looking for a Maisa in the future to pin the Chiyad Misa on, and they're saying when it comes to Abbas, you lack that because all you have is Kadesha. Let's just do the other version of the of this, and we'll take some questions. So the other way of view of understanding the Maskana as being a Gzeres Hakasav with a Tam is the way
about the first approach was like that.
What
is the first approach
state? Well, we said the first way of understanding the Maskana is that Stam Gzeres HaKasav. And we pointed out that works out very nicely with the second approach, which thought that, you know, the Havamina made a lot of sense, and therefore, you know, that Havamina is true even the Maskana, it's just that, you know, Gzeres HaKasav. The second general way of understanding the Maskana is that it's Gzeres HaKasav with a Tam. So, version number one, called 2a, is that the Tam is that the Ikar Mechayev is the future, and once the Ikar Mechayev is the future, so then a Bas is lacking that Ikar Mechayev. The second version is the version taken by the Rambam, where he introduces a new factor in the Maskana to, again, to undermine the Havamina. What does Rambam say? What factor does the Rambam introduce to undermine? Exactly. Darkest Shal Isha, what? Exactly. That basically the Derech of an Isha is not to be, you know, swept away with her addiction, such that her, you know, her Zolo Visoveya would, you know, it would carry through into, you know, this to become a Zona. So again, for the Rambam, it's just like a direct contrast to the Havmina. The Havmina is that, you know, the conditions are there for a Bas to lead to, you know, Nidon Hashem Sofo, to, you know, to lead to Kadesha. And the Maskana is that, no, the Drasha establishes that, no, the factor, the, you know, conditions are really not there. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just wondering where the Yerushalmi comes in. Okay, yeah, just, sorry, I cut you off. Finish the question.
Yeah, the Yerushalmi
said it's more mistaken that
there'll be
Isha
that she would be.
Yeah, well, the Rambam doesn't formulate like that, so. The Rambam doesn't go with the Yerushalmi.
So I'm saying, like, this
sort of
thing is like
my horse, like, balance. I'm saying it's fine. I'm not to go with it. Lovely. That's not a
Kasha. But there's one more question for the thing. I'm going to say that if this is true, then what does Yerushalmi do?
Well, I think you can ask it a different way. Like, you know, are you essence asking, like, you know, what did the Havmina think? I'm saying, according to Rambam, this is the Shach Vitaria. Havmina is that, you know, the addiction of, you know, a Ben and a Bas is the same. Kamashim, that they're not. Or the way the Lacha Mishnah says it is like a combination. That, you know, once you have Gzeiras HaKasuv, so the Gzeiras HaKasuv is like a giloy that you can, you know, to be makshiv, you know, this svar. Even though, according to the Lacha Mishnah, this svar is like a svar koldu, it's not such a strong svar, but once you have a drasha, the drasha, you know, triggers the...
So this is about
those
Yerushalmi?
Well, for sure this is about those Bavli Yerushalmi in the Havmina. Is right. That's for sure.
Isn't it? Who is going?
Well, Yerushalmi also has. I guess you can clarify the same. Yerushalmi also has the drasha, which
you have the
drasha? Yeah, lamaskana. The Bavli, sorry, Yerushalmi, which is a different version of the Havamina.
Oh no! Yerushalmi should stop there.
Yeah. No. It was the Havamina. The maskana is also ben filabas.
So I'm not such a huge fan of any of the shatim that you've offered, because each of them, because each of them
each of them
tries to
right
the
now
it's
just at
home. The Rambam, right? The Rambam
that means personal.
Right. The Rambam rests his basically on an empirical prediction. I mean, I find the...
It's a point, yeah.
Yeah. So, why not say this? Say there's Kadesha.
Which Shita?
What?
In which Shita?
Say the Rashi. Say you have Rashi's okay. Shita.
The Maskana does what?
Right. The Maskana what?
Just...
Right. Why not say that the reason that... And further, say that there's a... there's the potential for there to be a Bezion because of her Kadesha.
Okay.
Isn't one reason why she still wouldn't be Chayav Misa that the Chiyuv to prevent Kadeshos is partly a Chiyuv on the father, and that as a result the daughter prostituting herself is more of a reflection on the father's failure to fulfill one of his own obligations, that it is the daughter's to fulfill one of hers.
But what are you explaining?
Why, even according to the position that she is going to be a Kadesha, and even according to the position that what we're punishing her for is future oriented, right? Takes the future
into the past.
Still, she wouldn't be chayav misa. Why? Because the particular thing that she's going to come to do, was the responsibility of the father to prevent. Masha Ein Kein.
So you don't find that in other cases. I'm saying a Narim Baras.
No.
When it comes to Narim Barasa or a Bas Cohen, we don't mean it. She's chayav misa for her actions, and the mechayav is that she's mechalalas as Beis Avia. We don't say. Somehow it was incumbent upon her father.
But the pasuk said, but the pasuk of Kadesha, the pasuk that that imparts the prohibition, the right, the lav, is directed to the father, as opposed to.
No, but I don't think the Israel's chal on the father.
Okay.
It's a separate topic. I don't want
to.
I hear where you're going, but it's, I think okay. It's a little too extreme.
I think Rambam thinks it is.
Right. Okay.
The father gets malchus. But he phrases it twice in Sefer Nash. Anyway, I'll show you.
Instead of saying the father, what about the Ramban by Kadesha, the thicker
Achilles? Again. Is the Isser upon the Isser's upon Bezin, or Bezin has a role?
It says like Loti Akdesh and Munayis Yisrael is going back on Bezin. Speaking of Bezin.
But Lamaisa, who gets
Malchus? The girl does, but that might be Malchus when I told her that she's shown like she did something which is a nice.
She's saying, well, so you're trying to say along the lines of Kol to say that.
But the Machayev, I'm saying, therefore the Machayev potentially would not, of Kadesha wouldn't be on her. Because
there's
one thing for the Rambam, right?
Okay. We good? Okay. The Adkan was the topic of the Tzurisha. So now moving on to the fourth issue, which is the nature of the Chiyav Misa. So again, a very basic question in the Sugya is when we're putting, again, we touched upon this a little bit before, but basically when we're putting the Ben Sora Mora to death, So,
what does Ufi mean?
Ufi means the nature. So, right, when we talked about the nature of the Chiyuv Misa, right, it's really a pretty basic question in the Sugya, when we're putting the Ben Sora Mora to death, what exactly is the purpose in putting the Ben Sora Mora to death? So we're going to see, as what?
You said.
What am I doing? The Pesukim, you said?
Yeah,
we'll get there in a second.
I think we said it's because the Kol'am.
Well, we'll get there, here. we'll get there. What do you say?
So everyone will know.
Yeah, well, that's one of the, we'll get there. So just to set it up, so I guess the two general approaches here are basically whether to view the Chiyuv Misa, the Ben Sora Mora, as a more typical normative Chiyuv Misa. By that I mean, you get Chiyuv Misa for an Avera, right? You did an Avera, and therefore, or is it on an account of an Avera, you're Chiyuv Misa, that's the typical way of saying it. Or is the nature of the Chiyuv Misa, the Ben Sora Mora, we're going to see, perhaps atypical. It's a unique type of Chiyuv Misa, not based on an Avera, but rather for some alternative purpose, which we'll get to. So just first fleshing it out, in terms of the first approach, it's that it's like a classical Chiyuv Misa, again, that the Mechayev is based on an Avera. Again, there are two ways to say this. Either it's based, again, even within the more classical understanding, it's a classical Chiyuv Misa, there are two ways to say it. Either it's machmas de Avera that you did in the past, right? The second approach. We're going to say that you're being put to death for the Avera that you already did, right? Second approach, Mikhail Alva, V'imo, etc. Or even the first approach, you know, who say that's future-oriented, right? The version which says that you're Mechayev Ben Sora Mora for what he's going to do in the future, right? If you say that we're Nidon Al Shem Sofa, literally, that we're being Don, the person, based on that which he's going to do, so although it's a chiddush that you were being Don someone not based on that which they did in the past, but that which they're going to do in the future, it still falls within this first general approach that it's a typical Chiyuv Misa in the sense that the Chiyuv Misa is coming on account of an Avera. So again, whether it's atypical in the sense that it's a future Avera, but typical from the perspective of the type of Chiyuv Misa it is, it's a Chiyuv Misa machmas and Avera. Just in this case, the chiddush that we're being Don you, not based on that which you did in the past, but that which you will do in the future, we're basically saying, we're treating you as if you already did it, and as if you already did it, we'll give you Chiyuv Misa for it. But again, both those versions are still within this first approach, that again, it's machmas the avera. And the support for understanding the Chiyuv Misa, the Ben Sora Mora, in a more typical fashion, is based on the phrase in the Psukim by Ben Sora Mora. Again, which phrase in the Psukim by Ben Sora Mora implies that's more of a typical Chiyuv Misa. Yeah. Exactly. And the Torah says, "Biyarta hara mikirbecha." That is, as I'll just briefly mention, that phrase is utilized by the Torah in the context of classical Chiyuv Misa. Just to give you just an example, a couple of examples where you have it. One example is Navi Sheker, in the context of it's Devarim Yud Gimel Vav. Do you know what? Is it Biyarta Merah Bikubecha, or it's called Ami? Okay, that's very different. You have to watch yourself. So by Navi Sheker, Dvarim Yud Gimel Vav, Avodah Zarah. Again, these are the classical, Averos upon which Yichai Misa. So Navi Sheker, Avodah Zarah, again, Dvarim Yud Zayin Zayin, Ish is Ish, Dvarim Chav Beis Chav Aleph, and Kidnapping, Dvarim Chav Dalid Zayin. Again, these are this phrase of the Biyarta hara mikirbecha, again, is utilized by the Torah to describe classical Chiyuvei Misa, which come on account of an Avera. So again, this would, if you zero in on that phrase in the context of Ben Sora Mora, again, that would, give off the impression that, again, so too by Ben Sora Mora, it's a typical Chiyuvei Misa, either based on that which was an Avera done in the past, or even if you're future focused, but based on donning him as if he already did the Avera in the future. Fine. Do you have your hand up? Okay. So far, so good. Okay. So now moving on to the non-classical Chiyuvei Misa, which basically says that the basis of the Chiyuv Misa is not because of an Avera, but rather for some other purpose. And we'll get to that other purpose in just a moment, but just before getting there, just to highlight this approach with that Reb Chaim that I had you see. again in source number 6. Again, Reb Chaim doesn't spell out exactly what he means by this, but it's very clear, like, what it's not. It's very clear in Reb Chaim when he formulates the Chiyuv Nisa, the Ben Sora Amora, it's very clear that it's not a typical Chiyuv Nisa, Machmas and Aveira, it's rather a special, rather a unique din. So if you look at source number 6, I'll let Yehuda read this one. So if you don't mind just reading the Tzara Chalomar, it's four lines down in the middle. In the middle of the line.
And the tzarach lomar, the shining the kiman the beinyan chiyuvo gam kishu katan im hin im ze mishum chayev misa. It's not because it's chayev misa. It's more because of yisham the time of beinyan the beinyan chiyuvo who mishum the kiman the al shem sofa who neirag im kain gam katan is chayev. Then if that's so, then a katan should also be chayev. What's the lomar? The Mishum Chachi, you have a dina of the Alma Shetarach Lahargo. It's just a stand din that you have to kill him. L'chuyuvah Shem Eschayev Hu B'misa. The Akor Chach Shapir, Mechablin Eidos Gamkin, Gam Shekishu Katan, V'chi Haigavna Gam Katan Chonadon. It also is though he's there in the Eidos, which is the problem with a regular Katan.
Exactly, that's right. So again, the broader context of Chayim is less important for us. He's discussing the Chisaron. He's basically saying, he's basically asking, how can our Gemara, which we discussed, you know, last time on Samach Chasan Beis, have a Havamina, Mechaya ben Sora Mora, a Katan ben Sora Mora? Don't you have all these, you know, general problems of, you know, Eim Kavla Eidus ala Katan, Eim Kavla Eidus Shlo Befanov, which applies to a Katan because a Katan is a din of Shlo Befanov. Like all these classical problems of Kabbalah's Eidus, which should be problematic to a Katan. The problem is, so how can the Gemara even have a Havamina that a ben Sora Mora Katan could be put to death? And in short, Reb Chaim is basically saying that all those chestronos of Eim Kavlan Eidus al Katan or Eim Kavlan Eidus Shlo Befanav, all those dinim are limited to classical Chiyuve Misa. I would add the classical Chiyuve Misa, which is Machmas and Aveira. Right? If you want to be made on a Katan that he, you know, violated, so you're an Aveira, and for that Aveira you should be Chai Misa, so that all those dinim of Eim Kavlan Eidus Shlo Befanav, etc., apply. But says Reb Chaim, the Chiyuv Misa of a Ben Sorer Umore is not a typical Chiyuv Misa, I would add, Machmas and Aveira. It's rather a Stamdin. He doesn't explain what it is. He really focuses more on what it's not. But again, Reb Chaim clearly formulates, as I'm introducing, use Reb Chaim to introduce the second category, that the Chiyuv Misa of a Ben Sorer Umore is not a typical Chiyuv Misa Machmas Aveira. It's rather a Stamdin. And Reb Chaim points out, therefore, it has nafkamina in regards to, you know, Kabbalah's Eidus. And now, after we take a couple of questions, we'll then just, you know, go through certain mefarshim in terms of, so once it's atypical, right, not typical, once it's not because of an Aveira, so then what in the world is the basis of the Chiyuv Misa? Yes, come on.
I wanted to note it, that the Eidus is actually very unusual in this case because it's his parents and three dayanim.
It's not necessarily his parents.
It's the Mishnah, huh?
I think his parents have to bring him.
But they still have to say that. They still have to say the name is Zeb.
Yeah, I don't think that's the Eidus, though. They're probably cruel.
So you have Dayanim who are being aided. The Mishnah says they had three original Dayanim have to be all the bases.
Okay, that's a different point, but...
It's an unusual Eidus and some unusual bases.
Okay, I hear. Yeah.
So according to what Reb Chaim is saying, it's the fact that we want to reward other people.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Oh, he didn't say that.
Well, he only said, sorry, I'll say that before, that Reb Chaim formulates what it's not. Doesn't really explain what it is. All he says is it's not the typical Chayiv Misa. He says, like, you know, in ze mishum de Chayiv Misa, which I'm assuming Chayiv Misa on account of Mavera. What he says is, Havedina ba'alma shetzarech lahargo. Which is ambiguous. What does Dina Ba'alma mean? Again, one version is going to be what you just said, but just Reb Chaim himself doesn't say that.
What can I ask? Because he's like, what's that version?
You want to just wait till we do it? Okay. So then again, within the second approach, that again, it's not the classical Chiyuv Misa, Machmas and Aveira, so the question is, so what is this alternative value, this alternative purpose in putting him to death? Oh. So one version of it is something we've seen from a number of Rishonim, is this unique idea of putting him to death as a preventative measure, right? Is to we kill him before he's able to commit an aveira. Again, that's atypical, right? Classical, you know, chiyuv misa is on the basis of an aveira, that you did it already, or in this case, you know, as if you did it. But here, this is called Menias HaAvira. The reason why we put him to death is purely to prevent him from violating the Melastim HaSabrios.
What's that phrase you just said?
Menias HaAvira. That's just
like...
Oh, very good. Exactly. So this version of that is about Bimonea, the Avira, works out very nicely with the Mishnah's formulation of Yamazakai by Yamazchayev, which Bipashas alone, in a vacuum, sounds like it's all about preventing him from becoming Chayev. Exactly. And again, this formulation, again, of being serving as a preventative measure, again, only works within the first approach, that it's all based on the future. Again, this is one version of that. Again, within the first approach, that it's all based on the future, so one version of that approach is that we're trying to prevent the future. Again, this wouldn't work within the second approach, that it's all about the past. You can't square preventative measure with being Chayev based on the past. Let's just go through the Mefarshim, and then I'll take questions. So who have we seen... Oh, sorry, one last note. Is that, and one parallel din, where you find this mechudesh notion of killing a person as a preventative measure, the only, to my knowledge, the only other context where you potentially have this, is one version of the din rodif. As we'll see, you know, later on in the summer, that there's a group of mefarshim, really limited to the havamina, you know, there's a group of mefarshim who explain that the mechayev of misa for a rodif is to be matzil the rodef min ha'avira. Right, the classical understanding is that you kill the rodef to save the nirdaf from the, you know, repercussions that, you know, that the rodef seeks to inflict upon him. But there are some mefarshim who formulate, specifically in the Havmina of the Gemara, that the basis of the chiyah misa for a rodef is to be matzil the rodef min ha'avira. So again, that would be a parallel example where you have a chiyah misa serving as a preventative measure. So that would be a parallel to this. And as we'll see, let's just do the Mefarshim first, and then we'll take questions. And it's not a coincidence that the Mefarshim, who seem to learn Ben Sora Mora as a preventative measure, seem to invoke the din of Rodev when explaining the din of Ben Sora Mora. So the first, who's the earliest Rishon to invoke Rodev when explaining the Mechayev Misa for a Ben Sora Moreh? What? Early.
The Yad Ramah.
Yeah, exactly, the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah, if you remember, when he was trying to explain why there's a Chiyev Skila, he formulates the Rodev Acher Tzicha, which is then combined with Rodev Acher Chilul Shabbos. So again, the Yad Ramah, we don't have to go back to all those details, we discussed it previously, but again, the Yad Ramah, who formulates the din of Ben Sora Mora in Rodev terms, is all about preventing, right, killing him in order to prevent him from violating those future others. Again, the Yad Ramah is, you know, an example of someone who takes this version of the Chiyah Misa being a din and being serving as a preventative measure.
Is that the opposite of Gerari says?
Oh, I think it's the same.
No, he said that time of
Well, they're two Gerarias, so.
The first one.
Yeah, so the first one, you're right, is different. But the second one, I was about to quote, the second Mefarish, who invokes Rodev, is actually the second day on the Gerari. Remember, the Gerari, if you look back at in Source number 4, the second paragraph, Amnam Kolzeh Lo Tzarech, right, he basically makes Baruch's point. He says, look, he says the Mishnah, Mutov Shi Yama Zakai, Va Yama Zchayev, Bahainu Shi Yeh Rodev. So again, in line with the Yad Ramah, the Gur Aryeh, the one that we saw, you know, a couple times ago, clearly formulates the Din Misa in terms of Rodef, invoking this, you know, idea of preventative measure. But then again, the Gur Aryeh Lishitasa, which I try to have you read this time, I don't get a chance to see the Gur Aryeh's sources 7 and 8, discussing the Kasha from Yishmael and Bashir Husham. Anyone want to, you know, summarize the Kasha and answer there? Yes, Simcha? Okay, so just break it down. So the Kasha that Gur Aryeh asks is both in Dvarim, in the context of Mitzvah and Moriah, and in Bereshis, in the context of Yishmael and Basher Husham, he asks, right, the kasha that we're going to be dealing with more in depth next time is basically the stira between the din of Nidan Hashem Sofa of the Ben Sora Mora, where we look to the future, and the, you know, the opposite din of Basher Husham, which is invoked in the context of Yishmael, where we say, oh, Yishmael shouldn't be killed on the basis of his future actions or the actions of his descendants, but rather Basher Husham. So that's the kasha that many Mefarshim, sorry, are dealing with, and the Gur Aryeh also formulates that kasha as a stira. But it's important for our purposes now the way he answers the question. He basically answers the chiluk between the role and the function of a Beis Din Shalmata and the role of a Beis Din Shalmala. And he basically says that in the context of Yishmael, that was the Beis Din Shalmala. And the Beis Din Shalmala, says the Gur Aryeh, is all about donning a person based on that which they did. Right? I think his formulation is... okay. Exactly, based on that which they did. That which they did. And therefore, when it comes to Beis Din Shalmala, they're stuck with Basher Husham. What did he do, Lamaisa? But, says the Gur Aryeh, the Beis Din Shalmata, which is, you know, within the realm of, right, which is the Beis Din at work when it comes to Ben Sora Moriah, they have an additional function, not just judging based on that which happened, but they serve a role as bringing about kapara for people. This is generally when the Beis Din Shalmata administer classical, you know, chiyav misa, the role of that chiyav misa is to bring about, you know, kapara for the person. So he says similarly along those lines that since the role of a Beis Din Shalmata is to bring about kapara for a person, so therefore, says Gerari, and this is the key for our purposes, is that's why we have the din of Nidan al-Shem Sofo for Ben Sora Mora, because the Beis Din Shalmata can basically bring about kapara of preventing, this is the way he formulates it, by preventing the Ben Sora Mora from violating the Avera. And since that's within the purview of the Beis Din Shalmata, so therefore we're able to basically apply the din of Nidan al-Shem Sofo, which the Gur Aryeh, Lishitaso, in the other piece, formulating Nidan Hashem Sofa in terms of rodef, in terms of preventative measure. So to here he says, since Nidan Hashem Sofa is all about a preventative measure, so therefore that's within the purview, within the role of a Beis Din Shalmata to bring about kapara, to prevent a person from doing the avira. So again, it's clear from all these Gur Aryehs that very much L'shitaso, he thinks the nature of Nidan Hashem Sofa, the nature of the Chiv Misa for the Ben Sora Mora is all to serve as a preventative measure. Okay, now I'll take all the questions.
Isn't that preventative measure the same thing as that it's because of a future avera?
That's a take on that.
Sorry, in other words, you're preventing it from doing a future avera.
Exactly, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that's a version of it, meaning there's an alternative version of Nidan Hashem Sofo that we're don you as if you already did the avera. That's another way of saying it. Like, we put you to death on account of the fact that, as if you already did the Adera. That's also in the future related, but that's more within the realm of a more classical understanding. It's Machmas the Adera, albeit Machmas a future Adera. This is also future related, but more a preventative measure. You understand the distinction?
Isn't that the idea of the steer to the whole idea of Yisrael Shalhava?
Why?
Is it the set of basis?
Oh, no, you see, he invokes the fact that. Know that that generally Misa's Bezin serves as a kapara. Isn't that Yisrael Shel Ava?
No, I'm saying that.
Sorry, am I missing something?
Because Bezin Shalmala is.
You're saying Yisrael Shel Ava in terms of Bezin Shalmala.
Yisrael
Shel
Ava is Bezin the best.
I'm not saying fine, not the beginning of the Gemara. I'm saying like,
something
that's having a
perfect. Hey, I'm the Bez.
Didn't point it out, that's normally for past Averas. You're saying it's still is, yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
How is preemptive kapara possible? The metaphysics of that don't stem for me.
Well, that I'm not bothered by, but just see the lashonos. I mean, I wouldn't call it a mechaper, but the way he formulates it is kidei lahatzilo mibeis and shamalo. Basically, it's serving a parallel function of kapara. But but it's not a mechaper.
Right, so it's preventing.
It's serving the ultimate goal. I mean, if kapara, the ultimate goal of kapara is to put you in a good standing. So then Here, one can say.
Sure.
Yeah. So one can say that this serves that same purpose.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but you're right. It's not a mechaper because you can't atone.
Right.
So
okay.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't mean to say it's mechaper. It's, I gotta say, it's a tzad hashof. It's the common denominator between.
Okay, it's fine. Okay.
Fair? Yeah.
This is atypical.
It's not typical.
According to the Gurari, he's saying that peasant shall not the shop. This is
preventative.
What?
He's saying that it's all preventative.
Right.
Preventative is not typical.
Right, but he just said that. It says,
yeah, but I'm saying, when I say like the typical chiyamisa is like machlas and avera. So from that perspective, you know, this, which is serving as preventative measure, is not typical. Should we just do this quickly? Okay, let's do this. I was planning on doing this, but not further than we thought. Okay, so the second version, right? The second version of, you know, the misa of a ben sora mora being, you know, atypical, right? The first version of it being that it's a preventative measure. The second version is this factor of kidei liaser achirim, to serve as a message, to serve as a musar for others. Right? So again, this is not typical in any sense. If typical is based on a very you did, here we're saying the primary reason is not to punish the guy for that which he did, but it's primarily to serve as a warning for other people. So which Rishon adopts this pshat? Exactly, Rabban al Torah. So Rabban al Torah zeroes in on the other important phrase in the pasuk, right? Before it was Biarta Rami Kirbacha, here the Ramban zeroes in on which phrase? Exactly. Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. So basically, the Ramban, on the basis of that phrase of Kol Yisrael Yishma V'Yiro, which says the reason why we put him to death is so that all of Klal Yisrael will hear it and thereby, you know, fear the repercussions. Hear it and see it. That highlights for the Ramban that the Ikar Mechayev is not, to quote the Ramban's Lashon, it was like, Lo Humas Begodo Chet O. The Ikar Mechayev is not his sins, the gravity of his sins. Rather to serve as a musar, as a message for the public, said other people basically don't get tripped up on the basis of the model set forth by the Ben Sora Umura. And then the Ramban points out that you find that this notion of a this unique chiyav misa kedei liyaser as achirim in three other cases where the Torah similarly uses this lashon of Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. And these other phrases, these other contexts, if I have it here, exactly, is number one, Amram Sefer case, Zaki Mamre, right? Right, Zaki Mamre, where the purpose is to prevent Machokes, okay, Zaki Mamre, okay, rebels against the basin, so there, again, it's not based on his sin per se, but it's rather we put him to death so that people don't think that, you know, that being marred by Machokes is a positive value. One other example, the other time is Edim Zomim. Again, the Ramban's Chiddush is that because the din of Edom Zomim is that they get killed specifically when that which they plan on doing did not come about, right? The drasha in the context of Edom Zomim is Kasher Zamim, the lo Kasher Asa. So we specifically are Mechayev the Misa when there were no repercussions to their actions. So that sounds counterintuitive at first glance. The Ramban says, yeah, because the Mechayev is not that which they did, right, because the perspective is that which they did, so then you think that, you know, the greater the repercussions, the more tzadchi of misa. But again, because that proves to the Ramban that the mechayev of the misa is not that which they did, but rather it's kedei liyaser achirim, to prevent people from bearing false testimony. And the third other example is mesis, right? Someone who tries to bring other people to do avodah zarah in similar fashion to Edom Zomim, the mechayev of misa for mesis is specifically when the people don't end up doing avodah zarah. So the Ramban says, again, if there are no actual repercussions, it must be that the basis of the Chiyav Misa is not that which they did, but rather, Kedei Liyaser La'achirim. I have one more minute, I just want to close with one question. But the question that can be raised on this Mahalach of the Ramban, that if the Iker Mechayev is Kedei Liyaser Es La'achirim, right, the focus is not on the Ben Sora Mora, but rather the focus is on others. So I guess one could raise the question, of why then is the Gemara so focused on Nidon al Shem Sofo, based on, you know, the bad things that the Ben Sora Mora is going to do in the future, right, trying to invoke, right, the Melasim and Zaprios to justify the Chiyav Misa. But why are we struggling so hard to find actions such as, you know, the future Melasim and Zaprios to justify the Chiyav Misa, if we can just simply justify the Chiyav Misa as being Kedei Li'aser Esarab? So two, again, one answer might be Pasha, just two quick answers to this question. The first answer to this question is that perhaps it's a shear in the Rishus HaGavra, in the sense that perhaps, although the Ikar Mechayev is Kedei Li'aser Esacherim, but perhaps we wouldn't put someone to death, even for the value of Kedei Li'aser Esarabim, Kedei Li'aser Esacherim, if not for the fact that the person that we're putting to death is a certain type of Russian. And therefore, we need to justify the Rishus of the person, because we're not going to put anybody to death in order to give a message to the Rabbim, so we need to basically justify the Averos of the Ben Sora Mora, not because those Averos are the Ikar Mechayev of the Misa, the Ikar Mechayev is other people, but again, even to Kedei Li'aser Esacherim, we still won't put someone to death for the Rabbim if he hasn't, you know, performed certain Chomer of Averos. And the other pshat, which I think someone mentioned to me in Seder as well, is that perhaps the reason why you need to focus on the Ben Sora Mora's Averos is as a shear in the Musar La'achir. Because what is, seems to be very pushing, what else is the Musar? And you're putting this person to death. Why is that a Musar La'achir if not for the fact that this is a person who's performing Averos which is worthy of being put to death? Meaning it's only a Musar, the only message to others is that you're putting someone to death to prevent, or basically on the basis of his connection to certain Averos, because Hagufa is the Musar La'acherim, is this person's connection to the Averos. So in short, although the value is Kedei Li'aser Esacherim, you still need the Averos associated with the Ben Sora Mora, past or present, to play up either the certain Rishus HaGavra in order to put him to death, because we don't just put someone to death just for others. And number two, perhaps that, you know, those Averos are sheer in the message to others, that the message to others is specifically they were putting someone to death who is connected to all these Averos. So we'll stop here.